8:12, it's Therapy Thursday with Dr. Judy Blume. Good morning, Dr. Judy.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
All right, so you want to talk about snooping this morning.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about snooping. There was a good article in Psychology Today, the most recent issue, about snooping, snoopers, and snoopies. And, you know, some people might just call it, you know, some of this just old-fashioned parenting.
Yes.
But really what we're talking about is trying to find out things about somebody, whomever, if it's a kid or a friend or a partner or whoever you're snooping on, a coworker, but trying to find out things about them behind their back and the various ways that people do that and, you know, whether that's a good idea or not.
And what would you say? Is it a good idea or not?
Well, you know, I think it really depends on the circumstances. You know, one thing I think when a parent is snooping on a kid because they have reasons to think that there may be something that they need to know about, and another when it's just a real violation of privacy and violation of trust. And I think that that's where that dividing line kind of is. So let's talk about one, you know, case they're talking about, for instance, with a parent who said, you know, one of the ways Deneen Manette, and she regularly snoops on her teenagers behind their backs, and she said, you know, one thing she does is she never gives them her sources, and she takes her time to confront them with the information she finds out. She doesn't rush to confront them. She really kind of does her homework first.
That's another job to put all that work into.
What does she do? I mean, snooping. I mean, does she go through their drawers, or does she follow them?
How far does she take it?
She'll, you know, her son left his computer on, and there was an email message that she saw, her young teenage son, asking, you know, from a friend of his, asking about one of the girls that he was getting involved with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she deleted the message. She saw the message and deleted it. When he got home, she just said to him, you know, you really shouldn't be spending so many hours, you know, just, you know, talking to girls all the time when you're supposed to be doing your homework.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Come on.
Right. So you know, and he just looked at her like, how would you know that, you know?
Yeah.
And still think she has spies at the gym or something, you know?
He's a teenage boy.
Boy, exactly. And I think that's sort of the helicopter parenting response, you know, where the helicopter parents who stay really overly involved in their kids' lives.
Almost obsessed.
And, right, that's almost an obsession kind of
thing. Yes, yes.
And there, you know, but there are a lot of people who kind of, you know, Facebook snoop, you know, is another way people snoop on other people.
Oh, everybody's a Facebook snoop.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody goes and checks other pictures out, see what they're doing.
Right.
You know, see if they're in a relationship.
Exactly.
Things like that.
And people do that all the time. So,
all
you know, again,
time.
We're talking about, you know, what's okay, what's not okay, what's common, what's over the line, you know? And, right, the Facebook stuff, you got to assume everybody in the world is looking at your Facebook, including potential employers.
Exactly.
Because they do check them. And lots of employers, you know, really scour office emails. And, you know, lots and lots and lots of people I've known have gotten in trouble because an employer saw something in an email that went through their office computer to a friend or to whomever that really got them in trouble. You know, so you have to be really careful about that kind of stuff. I know my daughter sent an email on her office computer to her dad about something at work that was going on at work, and she left her computer on and walked away, and apparently there was this wasn't even her employer, it was a fellow coworker who was really jealous of her, and apparently the coworker had regularly, I guess, been checking every time she'd get up to go to the bathroom or whatever, would run over and check her, you know, check her emails.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and, you know, saw this email between her and her dad, and immediately, you know, reported it to the powers that be and got her in all kinds of trouble.
Wow.
So, that's somebody just trying to get you fired.
And that's somebody trying to get you fired. You got it.
Because they want what you've got.
Yeah, it's like, I just leave. That's just too much work or hassle.
All right. Well, you know what? It's Therapy Thursday, Dr. Judy Blume. Let's get into in just a few. When is snooping, or when is it going too far?
what's going too far? When, you know, call us and let us know if you've ever been a snooper or a snoopy.
You've been snooped on.
Right.
That's kind of like Snoop Dogg.
Yep. So,
like, what?
No, I don't know.
No,
all right.
I don't think so.
Good morning, Kelly.
Are you guys talking about when it goes too far?
Yeah, snooping, going gone too far.
I would say that it goes too far when your kid shuts down to you.
Sounds like yeah.
Like
yeah.
I mean, when I was in high school and stuff like that, my mom never.
So
she gave me the trust, and then it was for me to mess up. You know, and it, like she didn't care where I was, or as long as I let her know where I was. Like she didn't care if there was beer there. She didn't care. She just wanted me to know. She just wanted to know where I was at. So to me, it's like when your kid shuts down to you, that's when it's gone too far. Because if you push them that far to where they shut down to you, they're going to start getting the info from somebody else. I was never afraid to ask my parents for anything because they never snooped on me. They never made me feel like I couldn't.
Right.
You know?
So you felt like you were trusted by them. They were just trying to be good parents and know where you were and what you were doing.
Yeah, they knew I was going to be a teenager. They knew I was going to go to parties. They knew I was going to do all that stuff, but it didn't matter if it was, you know, I never broke curfew because my parents were reasonable about it. You know, you come home at 9:30 every single time, then maybe in 4 months we'll extend it to 10:30. And it was, so I never broke curfew because I knew there was like, if I do this right, I get this.
It's true. It's very true. You know what? I mine got increased the older I got.
Okay.
I think by the time I was in high school and I was 18, I was in my senior year, I think midnight was my curfew.
Yeah, the senior year, my curfew was midnight on Friday night and then on the weekends as long as my parents knew where I was. They didn't care if it was 2 a.m. Like, if I text them and let them know that I left this location and went to this location, they just wanted to know. Because she knew I was going to be a teenager. She knew I was going to mess up, but she wanted me to mess up on my own. And she never snooped. And because she never snooped, like, I felt like I could tell her anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You trusted her because she trusted you.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think these parents who become helicopters, like, kids become afraid to talk to them about anything.
Yes. It's the interaction.
And when they get afraid to talk to you, well, guess what? They're going to talk to their friends, who might not be the greatest influences of all.
Right.
My friends were idiots in high school. I knew they were idiots. They were doing stupid stuff, and I didn't do it because I was there. I mean, I learned from my mom. I can be that it's okay to be the person at the party not drinking because the next day you're the one who knows everything that happened and gets to tell your friends what fools they acted like.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, okay. Well, thank you.
You get to be the designated driver for everybody.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate that. You know, isn't that what it's kind of about, like communication? If you're snooping instead of communicating and asking the questions that you think should be asked, that's the problem, right?
Yeah, well, I do think that that's a big part of the problem is when you feel like you need to snoop because you're just not getting the communication that you need from, you know, your kid. I mean, I think that that's a real... And the caller had obviously a very good parent who really, you know, understood parenting and how to parent properly. That's a real good example of good parenting. And the result is a really good relationship with your kids. When you're a good parent, where you set boundaries, she had really clear boundaries. There were consistent boundaries, right?
Right.
And she knew that. She knew that, you know, if she respected the boundaries, then she got rewarded for it. So she respected the boundaries, and then the parent followed through and rewarded her by giving her the extended curfew. So it was, you know, a clear reinforcement of the boundaries that were being set.
Right.
And the parent didn't need to resort to snooping because they had a good enough relationship with, you know, she felt safe telling her mother exactly where she was and what she was doing. I did the same thing really with my kids. I would have them, you know, text me if they were going to change locations, for instance, once I started driving. You know, that was the deal. You have to let me know where you are. I don't need details, but I do need to know where you are. I need to know you're safe, you know, is really what it comes down to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, they don't care.
And, you know, we had they had a curfew, and, you know, we set the curfew by, you know, the kitchen clock, okay? It's, you know, so there's no argument about, oh, well, you know, it's this clock versus that clock or whatever. And I
never even thought about that.
That's
one.
Funny.
Yeah,
wow.
So, you know, it was, but you know, set your watch by the kitchen clock, and we're all in agreement. That's what time it is. You know.
Yeah, I was always asked, you know, where are you going, who
right.
are you going with, and of course, you know, it's like, oh, I'm with Autumn and Drea and blah blah, all my friends. Okay, well, I know who they are. Well, do they know where you're? Do they know?
Right.
Do their parents know where you guys
it
are
really,
too?
It's power tripping.
And you know, my mom knew all their parents, so. There was never, ever an issue.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. And if you tell me you're sleeping
you're
at somebody's
cool
house,
on the radio,
I'm
going to
know if you're sleeping at their house. You know?
Right.
Yes.
And I'm
going to
know if you're not, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that's being a good parent, is just being cognizant of those things and aware of those things and opening up that
right.
channel of communication between you and your kid and that level of trust. I trust you. That's why, you know, telling you that you need to tell me, you know, the basics. I don't need the details. I don't need, you know, I don't need to know. You know, I don't need to know about every girl you're, you know, flirting with or whatever, you know.
Well, no, that's
right.
getting creepy.
You know,
now.
That's right, exactly.
All right, well, it's
and
therapy.
And you're going to do that, you know. But I do need to know that you're safe, again, and I need to, you know, I liked the way she said, you know, she never did drugs or, you know, any of that kind of stuff because she knew that it was just stupid and that everybody else was going to do stuff that they would be really embarrassed
LA,
about the next day and have hangovers and whatnot, and she'd be the one who'd be saying, yeah, you were a real idiot.
Right.
You know?
All right, well, we're talking about snooping.
Me,
it's
can,
Therapy
me,
Thursday.
The,
you ever been snooped on? You ever been a snooper?
Are there
842 KLOY. 8:40, Therapy Thursday with Dr. Judy Blume. We're talking about snooping. Dr. Judy, are there snooping types?
You know, there are. There are kind of two main kinds of people who become snoops. They're people who are, you know, seeking information just because they're curious. And then the other type are people who are searching for information to protect themselves from a perceived threat, okay?
Okay.
In some way. So what they found is that snoops feel a whole lot more anxiety. They're more worried. They're more distressed than most people when they're missing information that they perceive will affect their life in some way. So it might be about somebody like, you know, like a kid or something or a spouse that, you know, they feel like if they don't find out these things, it's going to affect them. So it's a way of trying to have more control or seem like they have control over a situation. So, you know, they want to know if somebody's cheating or if they're about to be laid off. They're looking for bad or threatening information and trying to uncover the problems so that they can fix them quickly. Okay.
Okay.
That's how they look at it. So, you know, for instance, somebody who, you know, you might suddenly see that your spouse is working longer hours and they're telling you they're hanging out with people you don't know or haven't heard about before. Maybe they're, you know, starting to take a little better care of themselves and you feel like they must be or could at least potentially be cheating, right? So that would spur somebody to start snooping because they'd want to feel more in control of the situation. They don't want to feel like they're a fool, you know, that kind of thing.
But in that kind of situation, I mean, I almost feel like snooping would be okay.
Well, and, you know, again, it's always that fine line between what really is self-protective or is taking care of somebody you need to take care of, like a kid, and where it crosses that line into, you know, invading somebody else's privacy, right? It's always that fine line.
Well, it's like, you know, in that scenario of the cheating, I mean,
right.
If you confront that person, they're not necessarily going to say, yes, I'm cheating on you.
No, right, and you want to gather the evidence before you confront them. That's correct. Yeah.
Or you already know, so when you get the information and it's right there in your face, you're proving it to yourself
to me,
a little bit more. Yeah, you're like, okay, this is really happening. Whatever my friends are saying is true because I found out for myself.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, that's the one category, you know, of snoopers are those who are trying in some manner, shape, or form to protect themselves. And the other category are just, you know, kind of nosy people who are looking for information about others that doesn't really have any consequences for them, you know?
Right, right.
And that, again, goes more to the, you know, just being nosy or, you know, the kind of Facebook snooping virtually, you know, everybody out there is doing, you know? Where you're really just curious as to what's going on, you know, so you're looking for whatever might pop up there.
What's a favorite is checking the history on a computer.
Oh, yeah, see where people have been.
Oh, women like to look at that, see if their man's looking at porn.
Oh, there you go. See?
Yeah.
Very popular one.
Yeah, exactly.
You
very
ever
heard
comedians joke about, you know, guys, delete your history. Learn to delete it.
Yeah, right. That's right. Funny.
Yeah, it's a, you know, you, people get that nagging feeling that they're, that, you know, that they're missing something, that there's a gap in their knowledge, you know, that they need more information to create kind of a more complete picture of what's going on, maybe with their friends, maybe, again, you know, with a coworker or a spouse or whoever it is that they're just feeling like they just don't quite know enough information, you know?
How do you know if you're being too snoopy or too nosy?
Well, you know, I think if you find yourself kind of constantly looking for information about a number of people or obsessing about one person that you keep checking on, even though you're really not finding anything that indicates they're doing something that's going to affect you, okay, then you need to call yourself on it and say, I'm crossing the line, you know? I'm invading somebody else's privacy. If you're doing things that are, you know, I'm not talking about looking at Facebook pages. That's, you know, public knowledge. But if you're checking, you know, texts and emails constantly and really not, there's no real reason to, you're not seeing anything that indicates there's something going on or there's something wrong or that, you know, you don't know what's happening, then you have to say, okay, this is my paranoia and my obsessiveness, okay, and my anxiety, and own it.
And to wrap it up, what do you tell somebody that you think is snooping on you?
Well, I think you can confront them and about the trust issue, you know, that obviously something's going on where they don't trust you. So, or there's some other insecurity that's happening with that person that's affecting the relationship. So it's a question of saying, you know, I'm, you know, wondering what, you know, what it is that you're feeling the need to keep snooping on me, because as far as I know, I haven't done anything to violate our trust, you know. So what's going on there? Why are you feeling so insecure?
Okay. Well, good topic. I like snooping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to tell us? Or
get those
should we?
Spy cams out.
Yeah. Or should we come down and spy on you? Stalk you.
I got cameras in Bakersfield.
Oh, excellent.
We knew it.
All right. What's your website, Dr. Judy?
DrJudyBloom.com.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week.
We'll talk to you next week.